It's about 20 degrees out here at the Erie Basin Marina. Very cold. There's a light wind, waves crashing against these ice-covered boulders and rocks. This is a location where Lake Erie and the Niagara River meet. There's steel pontoons anchored over on the break wall. Those pontoons are awaiting installation out on Lake Erie. It'll be the ice boom, something that happens every year out here in this area. And it serves the purpose of preventing the accumulation of a large amount of ice heading down the Niagara River. We're going to have a chat with Lou Panessa. He's going to tell us a little bit more about the process.
Well, the ice boom is meant to help Mother Nature do its job and create a stable ice jam at the mouth of the Niagara River.
Panessa's with the New York Power Authority. They, along with Ontario Power Generation, are responsible for its installation and removal. The Lake Erie ice boom consists of 22 spans of large steel pontoons.
And what happens is those pontoons are then anchored to the bottom of the lake floor, and it helps Mother Nature form that stable ice cover. It will form no matter what, but this happens to help it form sooner.
The pontoons stretch about 11,000 feet across Lake Erie from Buffalo to the shores of Fort Erie, Ontario.
What that does is it prevents a lot of ice flows from coming down the river, jamming the intakes, which are used for collecting water for power production.
Hydroelectric companies in both the U.S. and Canada depend on the constant flow of the Niagara River to provide electricity for millions on both sides of the border. About 4,000 megawatts of electricity is generated between power plants on both sides. The power goes into two separate grids. In Canada, it's distributed throughout Ontario. And in New York State, it's distributed statewide. But it also goes to seven neighboring states like Connecticut and New Jersey. Peter Kowalski of Ontario Power Generation says large-scale ice blockages could slow the flow of water and power generation.
Without the ice boom, pans of ice would form on the lake and continue to flow out, creating issues for hydropower management downstream, issues for water management, the occurrence of blockages in the river. So the ice boom really helps to mitigate all those kinds of things.
Also, because Lake Erie is the shallowest of all the Great Lakes, it freezes quickly from end to end. Kowalski says it turns to about 90% ice during the winter months, and that's yet another reason for the ice boom. Installation started December 16th and can last for several days. When the winter is over, it's usually removed in early April, but sometimes Mother Nature doesn't cooperate with that timetable. Keith Korleski is from the Army Corps of Engineers. He sits on a committee that assists with the process. He says removal of the ice boom could be delayed during harsh winters.
If it's been a really cold winter, like we had the two prior years, where the ice boom did not start the removal process till towards the end of April, it does start to get into, you know, some potential recreation activities in the May time frame, but it typically doesn't affect it, especially in a mild to normal winter.
Kurleski says this past winter was mild, so they started removal in March. For Great Lakes Today, this is Angelica Morrison.